WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Older individuals, the geriatric population, have special needs and can present to an emergency department with atypical symptoms of common diseases. My guest today is going to talk about a new geriatric certification for the emergency department. Dr. Jessica Houck is a faculty member in the Department of Emergency Medicine and medical director and geriatric medical director of the Chandler Hospital Emergency Department. Jessica, thank you very much for talking with me. I was really intrigued recently to learn about something that I was completely unaware of, and that is geriatric certification for the emergency department. Can you tell me a little bit about that? I mean, intuitively, I instantly think it's a great idea, especially given the demographics of our country and our world. But if you wouldn't mind talking a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. As our baby boomers age, it's really important that we're ready for that and we are prepared to meet their needs. The American College of Emergency Physicians started this accreditation program in about 2007-ish, but it has really caught on in the last few years, and you'll start to see a lot of emergency departments go through this process, at least in some form. There's three levels, level three being an entry level, and then level one is the highest accreditation level. The highest accreditation level emergency departments have shown to reduce avoidable hospital admission rates, sometimes by 25%, which is huge, reduce repeat ER visits and readmission rates, improve the patient experience and family experience, prevent medication errors and complications, and really just connect them with resources in the community. So it's a very, very important nationwide initiative that was actually on my the chair of the emergency department's radar since before COVID is when the chair of our department, Dr. Humphreys, wanted us to go through this. And I took on this role about 2.5 years ago as geriatric medical director to take our emergency department through this process. And so we've really come a long way in the past few years, implementing a lot of procedures, protocols, and just environment enhancements in the past few years. And we're currently a level two. We have a map for the next 18 months that's gonna lead us to become a level one geriatric emergency department. That was always our ultimate goal. Especially as, you know, the University of Kentucky, we want to lead the way in exceptional geriatric care.
What sort of obligations, hoops do you have to go through in order to achieve that that certification?
It is very comprehensive. So the first piece to it is staffing education, ongoing education for unique geriatric needs, such as agitation and delirium prevention, which are known just complications from being in the emergency department, the chaotic environment, the lights, the sounds. So education and staffing is a piece of that. We one of the requirements is that we have nurse case managers. We have two nurse case managers full-time in the emergency department, and their job is to specifically meet the needs of our geriatric patients. We have screenings in place for elder abuse, malnutrition, and frailty. And if any of those screenings are positive, they immediately get notified our case management team and does a bedside evaluation and figures out what kind of things they can do to help make our patients successful and healthy at home. Some of the things that they look at are connection to community resources, like the food pantry, maybe it's transportation to medical visits in the future, especially if it's elder abuse, then they'll reach out to Adult Protective Services and do, you know, more in-depth kind of evaluation of that and come up with a safety plan. The other piece looks at the environment enhancements. So we have things like mobility aids, canes, walkers available in the emergency department for use in the emergency department by our patients. You know, a lot of times when you go to the ER, it's not planned. And so you forget things like your walker, your hearing aids, your visual aids, and we have those things for them if they need it. We also have a sensory cart, which is more geared towards our patients with cognitive dysfunction and dementia, but it has things like busy aprons, books, stuffed animals, any kind of environmental modification like a sound machine, things like that to really put them at ease and help calm their nerves. The other piece to this is standardization of certain treatment pathways like agitation and delirium, training of our staff and our providers to recognize it early and understand that delirium carries a high morbidity, and knowing what to do in those cases.
It reminds me of the time I spent as an undergrad and medical student and intern in the emergency department and seeing the very different presentations that physical and psychiatric illness can manifest in elderly persons. We're not talking about a one-size-fits-all. We're talking about being really flexible to meet the needs of that individual patient who may manifest radically differently than another one with the same illness.
Absolutely. We know geriatric patients or older patients, they don't present the same as adults. And that's really our goal, is to just improve the awareness and of the clinicians to have a high index of suspicion for things like surgical abdomens when they have when their presentation seems pretty mild. They're more likely to have things like appendicitis or diverticulitis, and they don't present the same way as a typical adult.
Well, Jessica, before we part, is there anything else you would want our listeners to know about the geriatric emergency department?
Yeah, I think I would want our community to know that we are really invested in them, and we hope that if they come to UK to seek care, that they really see all of the things that we've put into place. One thing I wanted to highlight that we've done in the last 2 years is our geriatric, it's called GeriCats Volunteer Program. It's mostly undergraduate students, but it's people of all age volunteer in this program. And their goal is just to help out our geriatric patients in any way. Sometimes it's companionship. Sometimes it's giving caregivers a break or grabbing food and drink for these patients, anything to make their experience more comfortable. And that is just one of the things that we're doing to improve their care at UK.
My thanks today to Dr. Jessica Houck, faculty member in the Department of Emergency Medicine at UK, as well as medical director and geriatric medical director of the Chandler Medical Center Emergency Department. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.